together four together in my new ticket.
You know the Alabama Crimson Tide are playing a home game when the Hawkers come out.
Two together, four together.
Fans of the University of Alabama football team can buy last-minute tickets from hawkers or scalpers. Or you can be like Gray Westbrook.
We have a grill over there that's being used as a hand warmer at the moment. We have a tent for TV and then just a sitting tent.
Westbrook is a tailgater and proud of it. His setup is more than a picnic. He has easy chairs, a satellite dish TV, and all the comforts of home, although it may not sound like it.
It's a pain in the ass. Yesterday morning, I got out there at I got out here at 7:30 in the morning to get our spot.
Along with burgers and hot dogs, there's cornhole. It's a lot like horseshoes, but with boards with holes cut in them and players throw bean bags. It helps fill the time between trips to the buffet. Westbrook and tailgaters like him helped Alabama earn a national recognition. Southern Living Magazine named the Tuscaloosa school the third best tailgating spot in the South, and Westbrook doesn't sound surprised.
Well, you know, compared to some of the SEC schools, you know, we got a good atmosphere here.
Some tailgaters just sit back, eat, and enjoy the game. Then there's Kevin Crawford. His tailgating setup started with just food. Then Crawford thought he'd send a message to visiting teams.
About 2 years ago, came up with an idea of doing tombstones in recognition of all the teams that we beat. So after every game, I make a new tombstone and put that team up. Then I've got flags that outline the entire tent area. And I've gotten all of these flags after football games picking up on the side of the road. And I've got over 300 of those.
Crawford says on a given Saturday, he estimates around 200 people stop to pose in his graveyard of fallen opponents. He says it's all in good fun, and the longtime tailgaters have become a community.
We're all friends. I know everybody around me. They all know me. The Ole Miss football game, I happened to make it on ESPN when they came in from a commercial. And as soon as it showed my setup and me talking, everybody started cheering because we all know each other. We've been here so long.
And if you're getting the impression there are a lot of people eating and having a good time, Jenna Johnson says you'd be right. She's with Game Day Operations on the Tuscaloosa campus.
For big games like an LSU, Texas A&M, for example, we estimate that there were about 30,000 people on the quad after the game had started. So, you know, we're talking 40,000, sometimes up to 50,000 people who may be outside the stadium, somewhere on campus or in town tailgating.
Johnson says tailgating is a unique way for people to get together and show their support.
This is almost like a family reunion, and so people put a lot of heart and soul into it. And then there are a lot of folks out there who are diehard Bama fans who want to show off, and they want to put their best foot forward for the Tide each week, and it just grows.
And with the Crimson Tide hosting arch rival Auburn this weekend in the Iron Bowl, expect to see Bama and Auburn fans descend on Tuscaloosa in full force. I'm Stan Engold, APR News.